Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, Governor Andrew Cuomo joined you for a discussion yesterday. Obviously, the pandemic foremost on his mind. He said he's been urging the federal government to help, both in terms of equipment and funding. He's also been blasting the relief bill, making its way through Congress, expected to be passed today. Health workers also crying out for help after a nurse has died in New York City, maybe the first nurse in New York City to die from the virus. The governor increasingly unhappy with the response from the federal government.
David, it doesn't get any scarier than what's happening right now. This is a situation that Americans have not faced, particularly young Americans. It's why you see people congregating on beaches, which has been stopped now, but really indicates that people were not taking it seriously enough. However, the more we protect ourselves, the more we self-isolate, the better off we are. I like this conversation with Cuomo a lot because, you know, everybody else talks to him about the numbers, and well, they should. But I'm interested in leadership. And here is a man who sits at the top and who every day has to take the responsibility of saving lives, and he knows it. And I got to tell you, I would not want to be in his spot because he feels the whole concept of death hanging over so many people. And when he hung up with me, he said, stay safe, stay well. And he meant it. This is not politics as usual. And the American people know leaders when they see them. And this kind of situation brings that out in many people, including Governor Baker in Massachusetts. And so many others have done what they know they have to do. But what makes Cuomo truly remarkable is his ability to transmit that kind of passion about all of this to the people. And he's done that on a regular basis. We also had just a little bit of fun. We talked about his dog, Captain, and whether or not dogs can get the coronavirus. And he said he had heard from both ways. And I said, well, you let the dog lick your face. And he said, yes. So there are limits. But clearly, the more you do, the better off you are.
And what about Murray?
Murray is not much of a kisser. We try to coax him into it. But of course, the answer is yes, he does lick Roselle's face and my face every once in a while. And there will always be those who criticize my style of interviewing. We wouldn't ask him that. Well, you know, these are the kinds of decisions that people face.
In contradistinction, I know it's a word you like, but it's appropriate here. You look at what happened yesterday at a White House news conference. President Trump expressing hopes that the nightmare would not last, quote, much longer. He tried to minimize the lethality of the virus, saying mortality rate is, in my opinion, way, way down. That takes a lot of fear out. It's one thing to have it. It's another thing to die. So, again, these mixed messages coming. I mean, how can you blame some people for not taking it as seriously as they should?
Well, that's right, David. We have a president who tends to tell lies. We have to be done with this by Easter Sunday, he said, and we'll all celebrate. He's a very dangerous man in that if you give misinformation, and that's why people like what Cuomo has been doing, he's sticking to the facts. If you give misinformation, if you tell them that everything's going to be all right, if you tell them in the beginning it was a Democratic plot, the person sitting at the top has very little credibility. And you know, David, there is a question as to whether WAMC is doing a service by playing the president. Now, when I see him and I see him tell a whopper, I have the intelligence, I think, and I'm not more intelligent than anybody else out there, to see it. I think it's very important that when you have a leader at the top, that the American people are allowed to see and hear him about it. You know, we had a panel yesterday in which we talked about this very subject, and more people were saying we had to let people see their leadership, because how else are you going to vote in November? And it's very important. And you know what? People are a lot smarter than some people give them credit for. This is not Soviet Russia, you know, the old days in which, you know, reality is determined by what the leader says on a particular day, and that includes China right now. I don't have much faith in the Chinese statistics. I don't know about anybody else, but I do know that we do need hard facts, and it's the only way to proceed here.
Alan, you've always talked about how the folks at the bottom of the economic ladder don't have a lobbying group. They don't represent their interests. And ultimately, as we're seeing in this pandemic, whether it's the stimulus package coming from the Congress or even in your discussion with Senator Krueger about what will happen through the budget process in there in New York State, the poor get, excuse me, screwed.
Well, there is no question about that. those people who have the most are sitting prettier right now than those people who are flipping hamburgers for a certain amount of money an hour and have nothing left over, and who now have to face being laid off. And nowhere has this economic differentiation showed more than what we are facing in the pandemic. So we give people $1,000 or $1,200. They certainly deserve that, and they deserve a lot more. Because in this country, which prides itself on diversity, we now have a bad, bad situation where people are facing starvation as a result of what's happening. That's why the food pantries, for example, are doing God's work. Let's face it. And by the way, while I'm talking about it, I want to give a shout out once more to our wonderful staff, news people, Ian Pickens and the others who keep going in our control room, our engineers who are sticking with it and doing everything they can, and we're doing what we can to protect them. I just want to give a shout out to all those WAMCers who are putting their all into this.
Let me second that. Hear, hear, for all who are helping us get through all this.
And you too, David, you show up every day, and I know that you always like to give everybody else credit, but let me give you a little bit.
Well, it's what we do, Alan, and we will be here. We'll hold on through this marathon. As the governor said, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, and we're supposed to be here, and we will be.
Not only that, David, WAMC is a partnership. It always has been. If you're out there and you want to put something in, no matter what has happened to your 401k, if it's $5 or $1,000, whatever you can do, in order for us to keep going, we're going to need your help. WAMC.org. Really, that's the only way to do it now.